got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am happy to report that David Weber, Professor David Weber, is still with us, and I am sad to report that Jim Scheinberg has not shown up for Family Financial Matters. But we were going to talk about the differences between men and women and how they handle money, and he was going to say, as I know Jim, that they do it differently. But we will leave it at that for now. David, I ended our last segment. I've got David, Professor David Weber with me, a professor at University of North Carolina, Wilmington in communications. I ended the last segment by asking you a question, which is the news has reported recently that the Marine Corps has started internal discussions about bringing women into frontline combat. And I was really, I know you work with the Marines in training, so I'd love your thoughts on it to elaborate a little bit more than the short amount of time you had at the end of the last segment.
Sure. Well, I haven't, I don't have a strong, I don't have a strong opinion on this yet because I've been giving this a lot of thought over the years. I think that we have demonstrated in our various military adventures in Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh, what a slip, Iraq! That women can handle a number of combat assignments that we might not have imagined they could handle in the past. The real question is the impact that women would have on unit cohesion. That may be so specialized when you get all males in a frontline combat unit that the presence of women may set that off a little bit. The Israelis experimented a few decades ago with having women in frontline combat assignments, and they stopped that experiment because the male soldiers were too often trying to protect the female soldiers. Now, that was decades ago, and basic attitudes about the relationship between men and women certainly has shifted, but that scared the Israeli military. And now, interestingly enough, what the Israelis do is they assign women to be the instructors for combat specialties, infantry, armor, etc., because what they still are noticing is that the men try harder to live up to the esteem of the female instructors, not sexually speaking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I love
so
that.
It's a motivator.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and I don't mean sexual, but it's just there's this fundamental
that.
Male
pleasing
thing
mom.
That, wanting to look good.
It's a pleasing mom thing.
I don't know. Well, we could get all psychological, I suppose, but I just think it's interesting, without overlaying that. Now, the thing is, with respect to the Marines, that's a hyper-masculine military culture.
And that's that's the first one that's looking at it. That's what's fascinating.
Well, the Marines are extremely flexible. Part of their organizational culture is historically they do much more with much less compared to the other services.
Hmm.
And they are looking seriously at whatever it takes to enable them to perform their mission with excellence. They're a wonderful organization. Forget about, anything like patriotism or military virtues or anything like that. Just as an organization, the Marines are outstanding because they are all thoroughly behind, almost every Marine is thoroughly behind a set of core values. They're well indoctrinated, and indoctrination is not a bad word in the Marine Corps. That's a really positive word. Mm. They're well indoctrinated into what it means to be a Marine, and it's different from being a sailor or an airman or a soldier. And how the presence of women in a frontline combat unit might set that off is just not known for sure. So I think the Marines are, on one hand, willing to experiment and willing to look into this because that's who they are. They're looking for the best way to accomplish their missions. Yet, on the other hand, they're going to probably move somewhat slowly. That's my guess.
You know how much I adore Dennis Prager, and he was talking mm-hmm. about this the other day, and he had a suggestion that I'd like your thoughts on.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't against the notion of women being in the military, but he mm-hmm. also felt like you did that there was bound to be some tension mm-hmm. just because of the way men and women react to one another. Mm-hmm. And he said, why not just have separate units, women's units and men's units?
Well, I think that's possible. You know, that's been tried in other armies. The Soviets during World War II had all women regiments. There was a famous all-women's regiment in World War I in the Russian army. So that's been tried at least in that country with a great deal of success. Also, Soviet Air Force during World War II, all-women units. I just don't know how that would play in the United States of the early 21st century. The chances are, the possibility is that there would be some kind of inference drawn that anything from special needs to special needs special need for resources could be given to such units. You know, we've tried all black units.
Well, that seems to me different,
and that's long gone. That's
no, but that was history. To me that was racial. That men are men, okay. Women are women. Mm-hmm. So I can see the discrimination that was present when it was all black units, but the differences between men and women, particularly bunking down. I mean, just taking care of basic needs when you're in the field, exposure of body parts. I mean, it's going to affect men and women in combat, and it's foolish to deny that we're going to be so professional that we're not going to notice a naked breast, for instance.
Well, let me toss out one idea that I'm deriving from my exposure to college students of the traditional age. So right now, you know, my students here are 19, 21, and through there. There has been a sea change in the relationship between men and women of this cohort. I see more friendships among men and women than I seem to recall noticing when you and I were in that age group. I would like to look more thoroughly into how the typical young Marine, let's say, regardless of sex, how the typical young Marine operates or acts in professional environments with members of the opposite sex. It's possible that you and I, you know, as people who've been around for a while...
You mean as old folks?
Yeah, we're old folks. It's possible that our notion about what does and doesn't occur emotionally, cognitively, etc., those standards may not be the same that apply to younger cohorts.
Well, that could be. I don't think basic nature, though, can be changed by the changes in roles. I think men and women have certain inherent traits, which we talked about in earlier parts of today's show. You know, men like to look at women more than, say, women like to look at men. Mm-hmm. And men are turned on more physically while women are turned on more mentally and by a sense of humor, of course, generally, with obvious exceptions. So I don't think you can change that totally. Time will tell. Time will tell.
It's very early in that process, so you know.
Yeah, very
my only concern is if it doesn't work, what do we do?
Well, exactly. Well, David, we are nearly out of time. Thank you for filling in for Jim Scheinberg, and I really enjoyed this discussion. I think it's worthy of a column and a whole show. Indeed, women and men working together in all sorts of environments creates a tension, but it would certainly seem to be heightened the most in a life and death situation, of the military. You know, I just saw a movie last night, The Avengers. I went to a screening, and of course, it's men and women with all these superpowers, and in that portrayal, there was literally no problem whatsoever. Obviously, it's not real, but it is trying to equalize how we relate to one another. It's very, very interesting how Hollywood's doing it, how colleges are doing it with women's and men's studies. Anyway, lots to talk about. Thank you so much, David.
Sure.
Look forward to having you on again, and I will be back after these messages with some closing remarks.